On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
Almost forgot to turn your mic on there.
Yeah, what a tragedy.
Wouldn't that have been a shame? Audio Whiplash, number 90. What's up? That was to you.
Okay, yeah, not much, man.
All right.
Just chilling.
Oh, God.
Like a villain.
Yeah. If you're looking for more TCA content, patreon.com/tallcanaudio. You can also hit us up on Facebook and Twitter, both of those at Tall Can Audio.
Matt, this week does an excellent version of Angel of the Morning by Juice Newton.
Oh, nice.
Just call me Angel.
My version's better. I thought you were going to say Linger.
Of course it is. Oh, Cranberries, yeah, Linger.
That would have been awesome.
Also, another version of Hot Chocolates, Everyone's a Winner.
I don't even know if I know that.
Everyone's a winner, babe. That's no lie.
Hot chocolate.
And making love to you is just a thrill. A thrill. Come on, man.
A thrill.
Come on, man. Hot chocolate.
Really,
man.
Feeling it. Do you remember? I can remember doing some weekend work for a local radio station.
How about Boot Sauce? You know the name Boot Sauce?
I do not. Oh, isn't that okay. The name of one of the teams in our hockey pool this year?
That's Toe Jam.
Right.
Not the same at all.
Okay. And having to, you know, tee up some weekend music for this radio station. And that was always one that got me because I could never remember. It was either Butter by Popcorn.
Yes.
Or Popcorn by Butter.
Yes. And you know what? No, sorry. You're right. It's one of the two. And yeah. I don't know which it is.
I have no idea which one it is. It was terrible.
I want butter.
I think that's candy.
Yeah, right. Whatever.
I've noticed a bit of a trend, and I know that I'm not alone in noticing it because I was talking to some people online about it. Don't worry, this isn't going to be a sports-centric show, but you got to let me tee it up from here. The last two rounds of Major League Baseball's playoffs are always on Fox, and they use it as a vehicle to drive their new fall lineup, right?
Can't miss.
Right.
Outstanding projects that we're trotting out for the fall.
And so Joe Buck is the voice of, you know, Major League Baseball on Fox.
Joe
and
Buck
the NFL.
On Fox. Say that a bunch of times.
Love
Joe
that.
Fuck on Box.
Show hop title, off, thank you.
Hop off on.
So someone put together a fantastic mashup of, it's been about 20 years now, of Fox having these rights. And I know a lot of people get upset if they're not baseball fans that all their shows get preempted because baseball's running and whatever. But he has to tee up and get you excited for these shows that are coming after the baseball World Series
people
ends.
People with polyester urine-stained pants and blue cardigans.
What of it? Got a fucking problem with
which, the polyester or the urine? Because you know what? Honestly. Cut me some slack on one of the two of them.
Your pants
can be full of urine. They just can't be polyester.
Well, that's a relief.
Dodged a bullet.
So someone put together this fantastic video of 20 years of the terrible shows Joe Buck has had to tee up, like they're going to be huge successes. All of them basically inevitably fail within 3 weeks. And you can tell as we move through this, he knows that this isn't going to work, that it's going to be bad. And he's just,
Joe Buck,
miss Fox's new
return to Dawson's Creek.
Whatever bullshit come on, man. This is going to be. That's twice you've referenced that. Is that, did that really happen?
Or just
your dream? That's what you're pitching to Fox next year.
Michelle Williams, come on.
Which one's she?
She's a blonde.
Oh, the slut.
Oh.
No?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't watch enough of them.
Yeah. Oh, now he doesn't know. So, anyway.
How about Gilmore Girls? Oh, wait, they've already redone that. Sorry.
Yeah. It's true on Netflix. I guess it was a Full House.
And apparently with some success. They're in
Fuller House, yeah, second or third season.
Fuller House. It's only because some of their asses are bigger.
Some. I had a bit of a crush kid on DJ.
On DJ? Seriously?
Yeah.
The middle sister.
No, that's the oldest sister.
Oh, DJ. That's the one married to Valerie Bure.
Yeah, weird, but.
Okay. Really?
I don't know if it's
only weird because who knew that Valerie Bure.
Worlds colliding.
Who knew that Valerie Bure dug girls? John Stamos, I get it.
That he might like her.
No, that he Valerie Bure might like him. John Stamos.
Well, who doesn't?
Ed, guy in a tight shirt.
Have mercy.
Yes.
Uncomfortable
pregnant pauses.
Grabbed these tee ups. I want to see if you, good listener or faithful co-host.
Yeah, with no cable.
Remembers you had cable at the time. You didn't need cable. I'm sure you and your boonies got Fox, didn't you?
Nope. CTV Global CBC.
We used to get WUTV Fox 29 out of Buffalo.
Okay, that was later. I had to move to someplace that had, but you couldn't get that on the old.
Okay, so we're starting in 97 here. So
okay, yeah, I was someplace with.
Right. So I want to see if you remember any of these shows, have any kind of feel for what they might have been about. So here is.
What is that about?
I believe we're starting in 97 or 98 here, but here's the first one.
Action and adventure are alive and well on Fox this summer. While the other networks are showing reruns, you'll experience the passion, magic, and the mystery of Roar. An epic new series premiering this Monday at 9 Eastern, 8 Central on Fox.
That's Howl. Oh my God!
Roar?
Sure. Is it a Katy Perry tune?
Okay. Yeah, back in 98. That was what the show was called that he just picked.
I know, but yeah. Magic and mystery and adventure. Get out of here. No, I have no idea. I've never heard of that show.
Right. And like, it's not even like American Idol, right? Which I think is a terrible fucking show, but I didn't watch.
I thought they were queuing that up with the sound of the.
It was very regal sounding.
Yeah, yeah, you're like, okay, it's like pounding of spears.
Yeah. So, and you know what? Let us know. If this, in the 3 weeks that these were on the air, if you enjoyed them at Talkin' Audio on Twitter.
If George Costanza was part of the pilot.
Oh, awesome. So let's move forward a year.
Gentlemen, start your engines. Taking out the trash just got dirtier. Catch the most politically incorrect comedy of the season on an all-new Living in Captivity. Followed by all-new episodes of Getting Personal and Millennium. Tomorrow, starting at 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
I love the Bobby Brown music in the background or whatever that was.
I like that. So Living in Captivity is the big one they're selling here. And then it's all new episodes. So not premiering shows. Of two other shows I've never fucking heard of. Millennium and whatever the second one was.
Okay, when they said, and Getting Dirty was there. I'm like, are we going to see Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez in like whatever that.
Emilio Estevez.
Yeah.
The Mighty Ducks go to college.
Yeah, take out the trash. They were garbage men or whatever it was, off duty or something.
It just sounds fucking living in captivity. Uh-oh, right?
Yeah. Like,
and most politically incorrect.
Off Melrose.
You know this is going to be fucking terrible.
You're garbage.
Any of those three ring a bell for you?
No, not a thing.
Like I said, the second two clearly returning for second seasons and still have no fucking idea.
Well, because, and in those days, Fox was
supposed to be a little edgier.
Yeah, but it was garbage. Like, I think they had Married with Children.
Love that.
Yeah, okay, I love
but
that.
But we're past that, right? This is like, we're now into like 99.
No, for sure. No, no, but I'm saying to me, that was what sort of built the network.
Yes.
Simpsons, I think, was originally on Fox
yep.
too, no?
Yep. Still is all okay. these fucking
yeah, yeah.
years later.
But all I'm saying is I think those were sort of early anchor shows for
yeah.
what was kind of a out there network.
Right.
Sort of that sort of away from the mainstream, ABC.
That's right.
CBS and
shows ABC. That those the big networks wouldn't touch, right?
Yeah,
it's
like,
a little more controversial.
Like, especially early Married with Children is like low production a bit
yeah.
and you just kind of. Yeah,
it's on Crave TV. I love that.
Well, I love that show, too.
Yeah, so good.
Come on, how can you not? Ed O'Neill?
Yeah.
Gold, baby, gold.
So also a great part in Wayne's World. That might be the role I remember him most
We're
for.
We're going to Stan Mikitas?
Yeah. How come when you kill a man in war, you're a hero?
And when you kill a man in passion, in the throes of passion.
All right, next one.
Friday, catch the most original police drama in years on the series premiere of Ryan Caulfield, Year One. And the creator of The X-Files brings you the ultimate mind game, Harsh Realm. It all starts Friday at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, here on Fox. Friday night, two out bases empty for Jose Offerman.
Little throwback for you baseball fans to Jose Offerman.
Harsh Realm?
That one I've heard of.
And Ryan Caulfield?
Yeah. Year One.
Is he related to Holden Caulfield from Catcher in the Rye?
Look at this highbrow motherfucker. I've read a book. I'm a somebody.
Yeah, I work in a library, douche.
You know what? Like, Harsh Realm, I've at least heard of. Like, that's the first one of any of these where I go.
Really? What happened in that show?
I didn't watch it. I'm saying
okay, I've heard of it.
Yes, that's the bare minimum that we're shooting for here.
Okay. I thought that was your Tuesday when you woke
this
up.
This was the
Harsh
That was this morning in the shit.
That was the oasis, the desolate area that is my bathroom. Oh, it's harsh. That's too much of John Molson's last night.
There's no such thing as too much of John Molson's.
I think your hoop is saying differently.
So I think we've already hit the point. The first thing I notice in that one is, another great new series on Fox. Like, he's kind of
Joe's like, I'm going to have to hang the shingle out here and I'm going to have to do this. I have no interest in it.
Yeah.
This is crap. I'm
and
peddling.
We all know it's going to be awful. Let's move forward
this
another
just
year.
This makes me abhor, really.
Another year of Fox's new starting lineup.
Now, 6-0 Mets. James Cameron, the director of The Terminator, brings you his new series, Dark Angel, tomorrow, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, after all new episodes of That 70s Show and Titus here on Fox.
I loved Titus.
Okay, I've heard of Titus.
Yeah.
Obviously, I've seen many episodes of That 70s Show.
Very good.
Dark Angel.
I'm trying to prop up this new show.
There's echoes of that. I've certainly never seen it.
Yeah. No, that one I think I've heard of as well. But again, I have no, like, at some point, you have to think one of these is going to be a winner, right? Like,
well, if they were, they wouldn't be on.
No, this is literally
lists.
Every year. So he's gone through, for better or worse, and hit you with, and there are, as we move through, the one or two that you'll recognize that were hits, but they're not cherry picking just the shit.
No, okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, this is.
And it's worth
the
noting.
The fall lineup.
For me, I'm not a huge.
That's a huge bitch.
Yeah, you know, cable TV guy. I'm a live sports. I'm a news. I'm a documentary kind of guy. I'd rather watch the Food Network.
That wasn't a thing yet, I don't think.
No, but I'm just saying in terms of I'm not a huge sitcom guy,
yeah.
right? I'm not any of those primetime shows, maybe a little bit of NYPD Blue.
Nice.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
But
Brian Turturro, I think his name was, star of that. No? You don't know.
Well, there's a bunch of guys that came and went through that. But
yeah.
Ricky Schroeder, I think.
Jordan Schrader.
Yes. Jared Spurgeon.
Obviously. Moving on.
Well, we've seen it everywhere, the dedication and spirit of the people of New York City in the wake of the terrorist attacks. This Friday, you can join them in their quest for justice. The White House has asked John Walsh and America's Most Wanted to air a special broadcast to help take down the world's top 22 terrorists, starting with Osama bin Laden. Fox is proud to bring you a special edition of America's Most Wanted Terrorists this Friday, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, right here on Fox.
How ridiculous is that? You know, John Walsh.
We're a month removed from 9/11.
Yeah. You're going to take down Osama bin Laden.
Hey, we can't find him. Can you do it, America's Most Wanted?
You, the guy who, you know, who you're counting on people in Utah who've seen Larry and his kid, right? You're like.
Similar beard, but.
Well, this is it. Now, and now you're asking to see somebody who's in a cave in Pakistan?
And there's something off-putting about in the background
Twisted
of the stadium.
Sister?
We're not.
Yeah, come on, honestly. Love that little golden nugget of Twisted Sister going in the background.
But yeah, no, there's something to me almost offensive about. Here's a special edition of America's Most Wanted to capitalize on 9/11.
Top terrorists.
Yeah.
Reaching right into Islamabad.
Yeah. Terrible.
Get out of here with that.
So we're up now. I guess next is 2002, since 9/11 would have put us in 01.
Hey! Girls Club premieres tomorrow at 9 Eastern, 8 Central after the season premiere of Boston Public. That was about three young lawyers who worked together in a San Francisco firm. And you saw Kyler Lee and Kathleen Robertson, and also stars Gretchen Mol. And Kevin Apier is left to sit and think on the dugout bench.
See, I've never seen Boston Public, and I can't even remember what the first
show. I have seen Boston Public. Was that not the William Shatner, I think, was in it? I can't remember if it was like a school. Well, it sounds like a school.
Yeah, no, it was lawyers. Yeah. Or was that the new show was about lawyers?
Yeah, I don't remember. But
Boston, wasn't there Boston Legal?
That might be what
That's the Shattenkirk one, I think.
Okay.
Not Shattenkirk.
Who fucked?
Couple of sports guys talking about something else on.
Yeah. Let us know, like I said, if you guys are remembering any
James
of that talking audio.
William Shatner.
Yeah. I don't even remember what the original fucking show they were pitching was.
Boston Public.
It's on the same night.
No, it was two girls.
That's it. New Girls or no. Yeah. Girls Club.
Girls Club. S Club. Ain't no party like an S Club party.
It's true.
Okay.
There isn't. Girls Club, I'm sorry, sounds terrible. You know, and I'm sure it didn't make it out of 2002.
It couldn't hold the candle to S Club.
Right. Well, few things can.
Pitch is a strike to Nick Johnson.
Oh, Nick.
Cast members of that 70s show, Mila Kunis, Danny Masterson, Wilmer Valderrama. That 70s show premieres Wednesday night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, right here on Fox.
Does it seem like they just gave up on new shit? Like, hey, you at least like this one.
Yeah.
We all know you like that 70s.
Well, whatever happened to Wilmer Valderrama?
I saw him in, there's a Netflix original called The Ranch. And it's got Danny Masterson and who's the other guy who played Kelso. Hyde.
Yeah.
Is Danny Masterson.
Sure.
Hyde or Kelso was, come on, Ashton Kutcher. So they've got a show on Netflix. Pretty funny. And Wilmer Valderrama, because he's pretty typecast, is brought in as a Mexican to work on the farm.
Seriously?
Yeah.
And honestly, anything you hear about him from real life, he took himself pretty seriously, eh?
Okay. Well, no one else is taking him too serious, I don't think.
And Mila Kunis, where do you stand on Mila Kunis?
I liked Donna better.
Okay. Yeah, I think I like Donna better in that show.
Yeah.
But since then, obviously, Mila Kunis has blown up, right, in a bunch of...
Well, she was in Ted.
No, I know, but and she was and, in Friends with Benefits. With
voice
Justin
on voice of Meg on Family
right,
Guy.
Right, but she's always sort of in that, you know, top five most beautiful women.
Oh, yeah, I guess, but...
Well,
she's
anyway,
all right.
I was checking in some new magazines, and she's on the front of the
Anything
new
good? With well, Mila Kunis.
I think she's either on, it's on Vogue or Elle.
Okay,
right, and so she's older. Obviously, she's looking pretty solid.
Well, Donna, and I can't remember the actress's name.
She's
something Papone or.
She's a red. She's a ginger, right?
Yeah, but she went on and
okay,
is this one of the
good for me.
One of the stars of Orange is the New Black on Netflix, and it's very, you know, she's a prison dyke, and you know, kind of running the show there. Yeah.
Just
some pretty good stuff in that too. So
the first season of that was solid.
It was a book.
Yeah, but the first season I watched.
It was really good. It was really good. And then it kind of lost me. I watched the second season. It wasn't as good. And then the third season. To me, I'm pretty sure what happened there is the first season is the book.
Yeah.
And then once they were left to their own devices to write it, it fucking fell apart.
Shit got crazy. Yeah, it's going to get crazy up in here.
So nothing new in 2004. Well, look, here's
Joe
more
Buck,
of that
And Joe Buck
show.
Is probably thankful for that.
Yes. And he's looking at the cast members there in the stands.
Because I was going to say, they were calling for new episodes two clips ago.
Right. So.
Beginning this weekend, Oscar De La Hoya and the next great champ are moving to their new home on FSN. Eight contenders remain to see who has the heart and skill to be a champion. The next great champ is now only on FSN.
So I don't remember that at all.
I do remember that.
Okay.
I didn't see an episode of it, but that was sort of the forerunner for Ultimate Fighter.
Right.
From off Spike TV with UFC.
Sure.
Right. They took De La Hoya's idea.
Good
and
call.
Sort of and made
build their whole fucking company on it.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. But that's where it came from.
So they've got now got these regional sports networks. I guess we're teeing that up a bit as well. So that's
only
what that
available
was.
On Fox
Sports
Sports Net. News.
Yeah, whatever it was, FSN or some shit. Hey, play. Come on, you whore.
$5 whore. What have you done for me lately? And see, and that tune playing in the background on that last
ding,
one.
Ding, ding, ding,
yeah, where it's like, I don't know. It's the same tune they play at the Red Block games when somebody gets injured. Right? And there's a timeout, right? And they're like, kinematics. And that tune is playing while a player's laying prone on the field. Yeah.
Let's see if I've got this teed up.
Next Friday, the executive producer of CSI brings you face-to-face with the most bizarre and deviant crimes. Catch an all-new Killer Instinct next Friday, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, right here on Fox. Viewer discretion is advised.
Yeah, see, I have no idea. I've never
cool
heard of, I've never heard of the show Killer Instinct, but deviant behavior? I'm down with that.
So we're like 9 years into this. We've got that 70s show and Titus that we... Fox is killing it.
Fox is garbage.
I don't understand how the creators of CSI had time to bring me anything other than more CSIs.
Well,
CSI Miami,
how about Des Moines. CSI Providence is where
Vegas,
I was going.
Yeah. You referenced Utah a little while
this
ago.
Is it. Hi.
CSI
I'm in Delaware.
Someone stole my lawn gnome.
Yeah, exactly. CSI Des Moines. Somebody stole my third wife.
Nice.
Yes.
Probably a good time.
She was the young one.
Oh, damn.
Freshy.
All right, so nothing there either. Man, Fox, you're letting us down.
Thursday's back all new in 3 weeks on Fox, starting with all new episodes of Till Death and Happy Hour. And it's the season premiere of The O.C. Fox Thursday returns all new in 3 weeks.
See, The O.C.
That was big in our house. I have two sisters.
I was going to say my daughter.
Yeah. Oh, so she probably would have gotten into it a little later.
Yeah, and my ex-wife.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll amplify that in the...
I was actually nose hair whistling is what you heard there.
Oh, okay.
It sounded like stupid.
But also, Till Death, I've heard of. Something that didn't
till
last
death.
Till death.
Are you talking about my former marriage? Because it feels that way.
That one I've heard of. I've never watched The O.C. I've probably seen an episode or two. We were a one TV family
and
for
if
a
you
while.
Were, if you had any salt, any stick with it, you'd have the theme song because it was pretty catchy, wasn't it?
Well, I could always go back and...
Come on, man. Do it.
Was it not some kind of California... I can't remember it at all now.
California love.
I would have watched that show.
Little Tupac.
Yeah. Carrying on.
Tomorrow at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, the new Fox Monday heats up with an all-new episode of Prison Break, followed
heats
by
up.
An all-new episode of the groundbreaking series K-ville. begins tomorrow night, Monday at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, only on Fox. Viewer discretion is advised.
No. I got nothing there.
You prison break? You don't? That was huge.
That's a 1977 AC/DC tune, okay. Jailbreak. Gonna be a jailbreak. That's all I got, man.
I can't believe you don't remember Prison Break. That was a gigantic show, and they were clearly using it to try and prop up K-ville, which I've never heard of K-ville in my life.
And the return, they said, of K-ville, which wasn't like, and the premiere of, no, I've never even heard of K-ville. Is that Kempville?
Probably not.
Right here, about 30 kilometers south of Ottawa.
It's a very regional joke. All right, what else we got going on Fox?
Nothing.
Well, 24 fans, the wait is almost over. Television's most addictive drama returns on November 23rd with an exciting two-hour event. 24 Redemption, featuring the all-new Hyundai Genesis. 24 Redemption on November 23rd.
Because nobody whores out products quite like 24, right? Whether it's your Ford Rangers or your Nokia phones or whatever it is that they, like, Christ. And now the new 24 Redemption with the Hyundai, blam, whatever it was.
Blam! Did you ever finish 24?
No, man, I got two or three seasons in. Whenever the president died from shaking
hands.
That's
like every season.
No, but the shaking hands with... Okay. Somebody at
that's only like the second or third.
Yeah, it's the same. I don't love Kiefer.
I'm
not a huge fan of Alicia Cuthbert.
Oh, settle down.
Yeah, I know.
Let's not say things we can't take back.
I've said it, and I have no. And she married Dion Phaneuf.
Yeah. Also fucked around with Sean Avery for a while, which hurts.
Sloppy shack.
Yeah, apparently.
Sloppy. Sloppy Joe. No, it's. I'm thinking of Adam Sandler and his sloppy Joe.
I know you kids like him nice and sloppy.
There needs to be more Adam Sandler. Am I right with that?
No, you're not. It was a time and place.
If you can just keep trotting out Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison.
We're about ready for some sequels.
This is it. Just those two, right?
I could see Waterboy too.
You're going to miss, jackass.
24, I was huge into, followed all the way through. This was, Redemption was a 12-part series a couple years later, based in Britain for some reason.
And who was in it?
Still Kiefer.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm surprised by that.
There's one a couple years after that, which brings up to maybe like last fall. I can't remember. Called 24 Legacy. It was a whole new cast, and it did not make it.
Okay, and so where do you stand on, do you have any, just in a little side note here, which is what we do.
Yep.
With this whole last man standing or last survivor.
Tim Allen?
No, it's with Kiefer.
Where he's president.
Yeah, where he's or he's vice president and gets made president. Or
I haven't seen it. Wanted to.
Does it seem like just like you're just repackaging something else or?
A little bit. Do you remember right after 24 ended, he started in another show where he had a son who was autistic or something, but could see into numbers and it helped him solve crimes or whatever. And I was like really excited because I like Kiefer, and I was like, it was like two episodes, and I'm like, this is fucking terrible.
See, I love Kiefer in Stand By Me.
Yeah, that's okay. A different Kiefer, different time.
How about Kiefer in Lost Boys?
I don't think I've ever seen Lost.
Come on, man.
Come on.
He's good in both those, but that's mid-80s. Sorry about that, man.
It's on my list.
Okay, but you know what? Stand By Me.
Stand By Me
is awesome.
All right.
Two-bit hood.
Get ready. Television's number one show returns. Millions dream, thousands audition, but only one will become the next American Idol. A spectacular new season begins this January on Fox.
Millions dream, thousands audition, only one will be entertained by season 15 of fucking American Idol.
So, you ever watch any American Idol?
Yeah, like I said,
Can you name three season winners of American Idol?
Did Kelly Clarkson win?
Yes, she did. The first season, I think.
Yeah. Ruben Stoddard.
Oh, is that season two?
I believe so. Big fat black guy.
Yeah, okay, you know what? That's it, because the third one I think is easy.
What's her name? The country music, Underwood?
Carrie Underwood.
Yep.
So I had Clarkson and Underwood.
Clay Aiken.
Oh, Clay Aiken was number two. No, Clay Aiken did not win. Am I right with that?
I think so. I think you're right with that.
How about the guy who called this place my home? Whatever. He was like season 7 or 8 or 9.
No fucking idea.
You would know that. You would know that's that. Anyways.
Yeah. I think I did all right.
You did way better than I expected.
Because early on, it was
because I have very little expectations of you.
Me too.
Anybody, really.
All right. Always got to take it that one fucking punch too far.
Escalation, that's my name.
But they just kept it going and going and going and going.
Right? My whiskey is...
Could you not fucking do that?
All right, all right.
Go get your whiskey.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
All right.
I got a beer here still. We're good. I just...
Moving on.
Jeremy Affeldt takes over. Friday on Fox, it's an all-new episode of The Good Guys with Bradley Whitford and Colin Hanks.
Good Guys.
Oh, get ready for the most dangerous Colin comedy Hanks on television, The Good Guys, all new Friday at 9 Eastern, 8 Central here on Fox.
Nope.
Nope. No fucking idea.
But Colin Hanks.
Tom's retarded brother.
His son.
All right.
Yeah, and I
still
think
retarded.
Yeah, no, but I think he's done some production, some directing.
But it's not like Colin Farrell. It's
it's Colin Hanks. No, I Good Guys.
No, no fucking idea, man.
Next clip, please.
The cast members of New Girl, which returns on Tuesday, November 1st on Fox, and Matthew Morrison and Harry Shum Jr. of Fox's hit show are in attendance tonight, and Zoe did a great job.
And they're in attendance tonight.
Before Game 4. Talented singer, songwriter.
Harry Chum.
A very subtle, funny actress.
Subtle.
Glad she's in the Fox family, and that is toward the Cardinal dugout.
Tony La Russa.
Off the bat of Adrian Beltre, and we're underway in the bottom of the fourth, and Zoe is staying in. A lot of times those stars, they have their moment on TV and then they just bolt. It's a good game, 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth.
He should have been.
So we'll check back. We're going to keep them honest tonight, see how long they stay.
So Glee, a part of that. And
Glee,
the new
Glee
girl
was part of that?
Yeah, well, we were talking over it.
Man, that's what I do.
Yeah.
Whether it's you
first
or...
First it was the new girl, and then, yeah. Carrie or Harry Chum Jr.
Honestly, Harry Chum Jr. sounds like something you'd try and lure sharks in with.
Why does it have to be Harry?
And it's stuck in my teeth. Yeah.
But I do enjoy, because he's not wrong, we gave away two very good seats to the World Series to celebrities who watched an inning to get on camera and then left. Fuck you. Nice tie-in with Fox.
I think they're probably humping in the bathroom.
Jerry Hum.
Yeah, Harry Chum. And that girl who's subtly funny.
The Glee girl.
Which, when you say subtly... X-Factor.
That was it. Fuck, don't forget the X-Factor. I believe that was the spinoff with Simon Cowell, the angry British guy from American Idol.
Yeah, yeah. X-Factor isn't...
X-Club.
See, it's stuck right there. See, and Matt just pushing the clip right over Mike.
Yeah, fuck
as I'm
you.
Like, he's like, Matt, and was passive-aggressive. Yeah, you know what? I'm not listening to this shit anymore. Quack.
I want to hear what Joe Buck's got to say about
it. I can't shut this bitch up. No matter what I say. X Factor. What is the... Oh, Fear Factor.
Yeah. With Joe Rogan.
Yeah. I got no idea about X Factor. No, at all.
I'm pretty sure it was the spinoff American Idol with Simon Cowell.
You are totally the expert in this crowd because I have no idea.
All right. Well, you're an expert.
Can you freeze that right there? Make that a hot button. I have no idea. Matt likes boys.
All right, well.
This November, some cops are born, others are made. Get ready for the next evolution of cop drama. Don't miss the show critics are calling obsession-worthy, almost human. It's a two-night premiere starting Sunday, November 17th on Fox.
You know what?
Obsession-worthy.
Yeah, if I didn't know better, I would say that this is an actual piece of bullshit. And the whole thing the whole thing is made up because most of these shows, you're like, what? Like, we got to be into 2011 now. Yeah, or, yep. Like, we're into this decade.
And fucking just one piece of shit after another.
You're just
that didn't even get to
like,
season two.
Obsession worthy.
What? The next evolution of cop drama. Oh, you've reinvented the fucking whole genre, apparently.
Yeah, and you know what happens here? Here's the basis of it is cops go along and they act with, you know, impunity and then try and trump up a bunch of other things to try and cover their asses. That's what this show is about.
I'd watch that.
Oh, wait, that's real
life. That's the evening news.
Oh, wait, that's real life. Sorry about that.
Oops.
I think there's Donald Logue. Everybody's talking about his show, Gotham.
No one is talking about him.
Critics call the cast an all-star team. Donald's great. Happy to have him in the Fox family. He was on Sons of Anarchy for a while as well. Fans of that show know that. No-nonsense detective Harvey Bullock. Don't miss an all-new episode this Monday, followed by Sleepy Hollow right here on Fox.
Okay. Sleepy Hollow?
I've seen the movie.
Okay. And I've heard of, never seen it.
What was the show again? The first one?
Somebody from Sons of Anarchy's on it.
Yeah. These ads are really sticking with us.
Well,
I can't even remember 30 seconds later the name of the fucking show.
I didn't care enough to watch it past Jose Offerman's.
Hold on a sec. What the fuck are we? Donald Logue or Donald Logue?
Yeah, there's Donald Logue. Gotham.
I actually have Gotham still on. Gotham made it.
Robert Loggia. Hey, look, there's Robert Loggia.
Gotham made it. I guess it's about Bruce Wayne as a kid.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Well, I know. I've
never seen it either.
I've never seen the show.
But I believe it's fairly successful and still going. Now we may be in 2014, so the fact that it's still going might not be that much.
Yeah, that
of
was actually from this year.
Yeah, exactly. This was last night. What do we got next year? I think we're finishing up.
Well, I read this at our own risk. Check out the heavy hitters on TV's best new comedy, Rob Lowe and Fred Savage.
Oh, my God. Oh,
yeah. Stars of the most celebrated show of the season, The Grinder, returns all new.
Oh, Grinder. I think it's a gay porn app. Nope.
On Fox. I got into that read in that
it's,
promo
it's
for The Grinder last
Tinder,
night, about halfway
Grindr.
Through it. Boom.
Fred Savage.
No power to the truck. The generator.
Where's Winnie Cooper?
And clearly,
and I'm sorry if we have
the curse of Rob Lowe and Fred Savage.
But my stream of consciousness.
Rob Lowe and Fred Savage. Who's going to watch that?
It's 1988 all over again.
Grindr. No, don't think Grindr made it. Fucking terrible, man.
Well,
what is this shit?
Okay, and like I said, the beauty of Grindr is watching a gay comedian saying,
yeah.
I know a friend who uses Grindr. Only to know if there's a gay person within two blocks.
So I can leave? Yeah.
I can go in the opposite direction. Yeah, right. Nobody's. That's what I'm saying if somebody finds Grindr on my phone.
Well, because. As you were talking over the clip there, it's basically gay Tinder.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
So, yeah. Trying to claim you only have it on your phone to avoid the gays.
Yes.
Oh,
that's true. It's really true.
This January, She's Inappropriate and In Charge.
Last
TV's
one.
Most outrageous new comedy is coming to Fox. Caitlin Olson is their guardian, but she's no angel.
Caitlin
the Mick
Olson.
Premieres this January on Fox.
The Mick.
Good game, Joe. Called a great game.
Nice. Hey, now.
This fucking color guy giving it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job, Joe.
And was that called The Mick?
Yes.
Or The Mick?
I thought it was The Mick. But yeah, I'm with you. Look at this fucking guy.
Like an old catcher's mitt. Oh, it's been hit by more balls than I have.
But she's outrageous. She's no angel, but she's their guardian. She's, you know it's going to be.
She's the mitt. Pound a couple fast ones in there.
I might have watched that show.
Yes.
Fox should make that show.
Okay, see, they need to come
here.
We're
here to help.
Come here. Honestly, what do you want to do?
Grindr followed up by The Mitt.
The Mitt. Hey, it's a little MILF.
Who's going to watch?
It's a little bit of gay porn.
The new Fox.
We're touching all the fetishes.
The new Fox 2 a.m. lineup.
Matt, just hold out for the tranny porn. It's coming. It's coming.
Well, that's an interesting swing you've performed there.
Hey, it's fetish, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the one on the show with the well-established.
I got fetishes. There's no problem.
The Mitt.
The Mitt. Come on.
Have you heard of the Mick?
Sorry. No. You're gonna look at Matt.
That was the last one. What did we do here? About 19 years we covered, probably 38 shows. We've heard of three of them.
Get that garbage out of here.
That 70 show was five of them, right?
Right. That 70 show, Titus.
Loved Titus.
Echoes of Dark Angel. Gotham.
Yeah. Harsh Realm.
The theme song from Monday Night Football was in there, I think. I got that.
That's just Fox Sports.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Which would make sense since it's the World Series on Fox.
Beyond that, I got nothing. That's a whole pile of horse shit.
And we're going to talk about cable cutters changing TV. Why would you keep your fucking cable? This has been 20 years of garbage. People all of a sudden went, oh, I don't have to pay for this. Fuck you. I'm out of here.
Yeah. The dribble.
Why don't you keep your mick?
The hot drizzling shit.
Yeah.
As you would like to call it.
That's true.
Yeah.
There's nothing
on TV.
Yeah. And this is Fox, one of the big five networks, big four networks, whatever we're.
Well, okay.
CBS, ABC,
and really
NBC.
What it is they're looking to bring you more cutting edge or avant-garde kind of watching entertainment. But really, it's, as you said, that's 20 years of shite.
Yeah. You spend all this money.
Shite.
Like, that's the big reason for a non-sports network like ESPN. This is why Fox would buy it. It's to get you to watch their network, and while you're watching it, they tee up, here's what else we got. You're going to love it. Stick around after the World Series and go, this was all terrible.
Those are the reasons why when I tune on Tuesday night, I throw the TV on, I go to TSN, and they're running top 50 plays of the month.
Yeah.
Because really, this is what's on TV.
Yeah.
Other than that,
I got
Bachelor Canada, Bachelorette. Like,
just
who's watching that mindless
Big Brother
bullshit?
Season 34.
Right.
Yeah. It's all shit. So, I don't know. I just shout out to we will share the original video because I want to give some credit to the people who created it. You can watch the video along with it because some of these shows just look hokey as shit on top of the promos that we played the audio for here. So we will share that at facebook.com/TallCanAudio and at TallCanAudio on Twitter. 20 years of shit. And
here's the 20 years of hot poo.
Fox isn't going to make it if this is all they got. That's all I'm saying. That's Audio Whiplash. We'll see you.
See ya.
Well, this one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at tallcanaudio.